CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
There's something going down in songs that we're playing at the moment, and every time I hear it, I get a bit of a, like that's the sound I'm at.
Don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that what you think?
Also, and I don't know if I'm falling off the cool. Like I said, I don't know. Am I not cool?
Are you looking for reassurance? Or?
Kind of, yeah. I'm looking at you guys.
Because we talk about often in here, off air, about how certain things you and I aren't allowed to say, but then you can get away with it in a song.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a bit of a double standard.
I'll let you know what it is. It's artists at the moment, and it seems to be happening a lot, is artists mentioning smoking in songs. And look, if you're a smoker, go for it. I mean, you can make up your own mind what you want to do.
Yeah.
So I'm not here to tell you what you can and can't do by any means. But these artists, you know, kids listen to these artists. Very
role model.
Role models.
They're in the public eye.
You know, they easily go down that road. And I'll play a couple of grabs. So this is Troye Sivan's song. Now, Troye Sivan, what's he, like 19?
He's like 20, I think.
20.
Yeah.
Kids look up to this guy.
Young guy.
And this is in his song.
I woke up messed up today. Everyone feels fake.
This bit here.
Somewhere I lost a piece of me. Smoking cigarettes on balconies.
So I hear that and then I go, all right, if I'm a young kid, if I'm 15, 16, I go, oh, smoking's still cool.
He's smoking?
He's smoking. Troye Sivan's cool. And maybe I'll start smoking. I don't know. Is that...
Yeah, I'd probably look at it the same way.
I mean, Ed Sheeran's the same in his song.
Baby, I just wanna dance. I met her on Grafton Street, right side of the bar. She shared a cigarette with me while her brother played the guitar.
Well, I do know Ed Sheeran is a smoker.
Yeah, but does it need to go in the song?
Probably not.
Does it need to be in there? Do we need to censor it out? I'm asking the question here.
We're so old school.
I don't want to come across as not cool.
But it could be the same argument. A lot of artists these days are still talking about doing drugs.
Yeah.
Like that's in a few songs that we're playing at the moment too, which is a bit controversial.
A lot of alcohol chat and stuff as well. Ellie Goulding and her latest song.
Really?
I do it all again. Getting drunk on the train track. Way back when we tried our first cigarettes. I do it all again. Oh.
She's saying she'd do it all again.
Have another ciggy.
Have another one.
Have another dart.
Look, I don't know. Maybe it's just me being a non-smoker. But with all the facts and stuff we know about smoking these days and what it can do.
It's amazing how much it's changed in the past 10 years, I think. Do you remember when you first started clubbing, which we would have been around a similar time?
Yep.
I always used to go out to the nightclubs and I'd come home just reeking of cigarette because people were still allowed to smoke inside the nightclub.
Yeah, we got that tail end of that, didn't we?
Yeah, we sure did.
I couldn't imagine that now. Imagine everyone just smoking inside.
Neither could I. I feel like times have changed and some of these artists maybe need to bring up their lyrics to, you know.
I can imagine the smokers going, oh, I could imagine it. It'd be great. If we could just get the smoking happening in the clubs again, I'd be down for it.
No, that would be awesome.
Quick listener poll, 13, 12, 16 right now. Am I being too sensitive? Is it fine? Would you like to see that sort of stuff banned? The smoking in the, you know, the references to smoking in songs. Kelly has given us a call this morning. Emily. Sorry. I am dyslexic, aren't I? Morning, Em.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Not too bad. What do you think about this, Em?
I do not like smoking at all, but I'm the same as you guys. I don't mind who does it. I'm like, it doesn't bother me at all. I think what's more important is, like, I have a 5-year-old daughter, and the other day I walked past her in her room listening to music, and she was booty dropping down to the floor, and I said, "What are you doing?" And she said, "I was just dropping like it's hot, Mum." And I went, "Oh no." Like, I don't know. I think that, what she's watching is probably a little bit worse, like on the video clip, rather than listening to the sort of lyrics of the smoking. So.
You see, we don't have kids, Bree and I. Having a 5-year-old, how easily does she take this stuff up based on what she sees and hears?
Well, she watches it all the time because we listen to music all the time. We have family dance sessions every night because I work 9 to 5. So that's how we sort of have fun in the afternoon. So I guess for her, she has, I have friends that smoke, so, and family members as well. So when we go places, she sees family members smoking, but she's inside, so she doesn't obviously get any of that. But Yeah, so she's around it, but I guess for a five-year-old, it doesn't. She doesn't really pick up on the lyrics. It's mm-hmm. also yeah.
The visual. Band,
so, yeah.
Just a tip, Em. Probably don't let her listen to "Swish Swish Bish" from Katy Perry. There's some lyrics in that. Even I'm kind of taken back.
Keep her to the super safe Wiggles and
Nicki Minaj. Yeah. You know,
oh, Nicki Minaj is in the mix.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
When you think of holiday destinations where people get really loose at.
Bali,
Cancun,
Thailand,
Ibiza.
Oh, yeah.
All of those places.
Mexico. If I went to Mexico, I'd play it real easy. I wouldn't be doing anything too crazy.
I'm looking at going to Mexico at the end of the year, actually.
And what are you doing there? Ooh. That sounds dodgy as.
What we just talked about. What about Magaluf in Spain?
Despacito.
Yes.
Spain.
Magaluf in Spain. It's a popular part, town on the island of Majorca. Have you ever heard of it?
Did you say Majorca?
In Spain. Yeah, that one.
Okay.
They've had enough. They've had enough of the looseness. They've had enough of tourists coming over to their country, which is beautiful, in Spain.
Can you not say that? Because it fires that off. Every time you do that,
it
comes
in. Yeah, it was an accident. Anyway, apparently the guys over there.
Over there.
I'm steering clear now.
Okay.
They've bought out 64 rules recently for all of the tourists that you need to follow. And if you don't, they're slapping people with fines.
64 rules to go by.
And some of them are hilarious.
Are these laws or rules? Because there's a difference, isn't there? Because rules you can break.
They're being enforced. So people are getting actual fines for this from the police. So it's interesting to see some of the stuff that they've brought in. And there's different levels. So there's minor, which you get slapped with an $800 fine. And then you've got serious, which is like a $2,000 fine. And then you've got a very serious, which is a $4,000 fine.
What are they?
I've picked out my favourites
from
the 64 rules. There's a lot of them, like don't be drunk and disorderly on the street, you can't urinate in the street, all that kind of stuff.
Common sense stuff.
Yeah. But there's also ones where it's like no shining of laser beams at any person. Are they popular over there, are they?
I haven't been there, but I know in Bali they are. Well, they used to be for a long time, and they're quite
laser
dangerous.
Pointers.
Yeah, if you shine them in people's eyes. So maybe that's a place to go get them now.
It's also, Gaunty, forbidden to rip branches from trees.
Oh, you wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah. You get a minor fine for that.
Don't be ripping branches from trees.
Also, don't climb trees.
Okay, kids.
And don't damage flowers in the park. That's also
these are
rules that they're actually finding
but
people.
These are obviously problems that they've had that they're trying to stamp out.
Yes.
Aussies, they'd be up there with the destruction overseas.
Oh,
no
yeah.
Doubt.
There's also don't cause discomfort to others with skateboards or balls. That's a rule. People must be, I don't know.
Jeez, they're sucking the fun out of this place.
It's literally the fun police.
This is all stuff kids do. Climb trees, get on skateboards.
It's all
they
the
just
fun
hate kids.
Stuff. Don't drink directly from the beach showers.
Who's doing that? You don't even need to tell me to do that.
Hey, it's Espanol. Yeah, everyone's doing that. But my favourite.
I wonder why you can't drink the water out of the shower. Is it a safety regulation? Is it a water restriction thing?
Maybe it's you get sick thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Steer clear of that.
My favourite one.
Okay.
No nude showers on the beach in Spain.
The Spain button was slow on that one, so got caught up on the nudeness of the shower by the beach.
Well, I was going to go to this place, and now there's no nude showers. I'm not going there anymore.
Nude showers. I'm just trying to picture where I've seen that before. I can't say I've ever come off the beach and caught anyone showering nude off the beach.
Not in Bondi?
No.
Oh, what about Birdie's Beach? Definitely there.
Okay, Birdie's Beach, it would definitely go down, but, you know.
Yeah.
And anywhere else, I'm not too sure. So, okay, so.
That was in Magaluf in Spain. That's where it was.
Thanks,
Brett. Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Time is waiting. You only get 1 second of the song. No hesitating. You only get 1 second. 1 second.
It is what it is. You get 1 second of a song, 20 seconds to get through as many songs as you can. What?
I was going to say, sometimes set in the bedroom. All right,
What's
let's
that?
Go.
What's that? Which part of that? Good on you, mate. Good on you.
All right.
Getting in your head.
Gaunti, you are playing for Luke, and Bree, you are playing for Brad.
Morning, Luke.
Morning, Brad.
Morning, mate.
You got any pump-up words for me, Luke?
Just go for it.
Just go for it.
I heard Luke
I love it.
Picked your team over my team.
It's rare that someone gets through first and picks me, so I do appreciate that. What did Luke
say?
What did you say, mate?
The men have got a group together.
Ooh, it's a men thing, Bree. It's a men thing.
Now it's me versus the men, is it?
We're anti-feminists over here.
Well, it's me and Brad versus the men. Luke's like, I don't want to be involved in this.
I regret what I said.
All right, 20 seconds on the clock. 1 second. You can name song or any of the artists involved in the song.
I love ladies, can I say? One in particular. Jamie,
just get that one in there.
All right, who's out of the studio?
It's Bree.
I think it's me.
Oh, I don't know if I like going first, but
I'll
do it.
I'm out.
You don't have a choice.
Okay.
All right.
So Bree has left the studio.
Completely
she can't
left.
Hear this. All right, here we go.
You have 20 seconds on the clock.
I just need a sip of water first. All right, I'm good.
Better?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
Positive?
Yeah. I'm
good. Hydrated?
Yes.
All right.
All right.
Three, two, one.
It's Ben.
Oh, Ben Naked Ladies.
Yep.
Ben Lee.
Yep.
Amy Winehouse.
Yep.
Oh, no, that one passed. Avicii.
Yep.
Pass. I know that one too, but my mind's gone blank.
If you get it, I'll give it to you and I will not play it again for you.
I feel the sunshine when it rains.
Nah,
Rihanna?
Wrong song.
Rihanna?
Wrong song, wrong artist. Brown, brown. Soz, mate. I won't tell you how many you got just yet.
There's a couple there that I know that I just had a mind blank anyway.
That's the point of the game.
Ooh. Sounds controversial.
You won't do very well at this
point. All right. Shut it.
Same goes for you, Bree. Same rules. 20 seconds on the clock. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's Ben.
Smash Mouth.
Nope.
Pass. Imagine Dragons, actually.
No, it wasn't.
Amy Winehouse.
Yep.
Rihanna.
Nope.
Pass. Avicii.
Yep.
Pass.
If you can get the last one, I will give it to you, but I'm not playing it again.
Is it? It's not, but I can't think of anything else. Demi Lovato?
Nope. It is not Demi Lovato.
I said Rihanna on that one, and I didn't get it right either.
What was it?
It was Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Sweet Dreams.
Sweet Dreams.
Yeah.
Or a Beauty. Okay, yeah.
The winner is LaGorge. Oh!
And can I say, Bree, I stunk.
Did you?
I think I got three.
I got two.
Yeah. Four, and you
got two.
Running through
strictly, yes.
The songs this morning.
It's Ben.
The Bare Naked Ladies.
Got it.
Ben Lee, Catch My Disease.
Got it.
Rehab, you both got.
Yep.
Anne-Marie's Alarm. Avicii Levels. Betty Who, I Love You Always Forever.
Oh, Betty Who.
And Sweet Dreams, Beyonce.
Oh, who's getting Betty Who?
I'm annoyed that, and you would be too, we didn't get Anne-Marie. We've had her on the show.
I'm annoyed at that one. But you know what? I blame that on, because if I hear that song again, you get flustered.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I don't know it.
I got flustered too. We were both blubbering messes in that game this morning.
Luke is the winner this morning.
On you, Luke.
Woo. On you,
Gaunti. I tell you what, just for today, we'll give them both tickets to our Origin game tomorrow night. Luke, you keen to come along tomorrow night? Hoyt Cinemas and Erina?
Yeah, mate, sounds good.
We'll see you there.
Can have a discussion, Luke.
And Brad, you've scored them as well.
Double pass, mate.
Nice work, Brad.
He said awesome. experience more at Hoyt Serena State of Origin Game 2. Tickets for $5. We'll see you there tomorrow night.
Get up with Bree and Gaunti.
CFM.
Another Bree and Gaunti social experiment.
Nothing better. By Pilot Pen Australia, and they asked 1,500 women in Australia how long they spend rummaging through their handbag in a day. Because you don't know what's in a lady's bag. We could have everything in there. One time my friend pulled out a drill. And I was like, why do you have a drill? And she goes, oh, well, I was doing some work on this cabinet at my friend's. I was like, doesn't matter.
I treat it like the Bermuda Triangle.
Literally.
I don't go there. And I don't ever want to take the risk.
It becomes a comfort thing too, don't you think? We've got Em in the newsroom and producer Rach.
Hello.
Don't you reckon it becomes a comfort thing where you just want everything in your bag just in case? Especially for you, Em, as a mum.
It's like you keep all the things that you know you might need in that day.
Can I ask a question? When we ask you guys to put something in the bag, how annoying is that?
Oh, so
extremely.
So if I say, oh, can you put my bottle of water in there or can you put my keys in there?
Bottles of water are the worst because they make it so much heavier.
Producer H?
I get annoyed with water, but like wallet and keys and stuff I'm fine with Jake putting his stuff in my bag.
Even I give my wallet.
Yeah, exactly. Even you give your wallet and keys to me,
can you put my keys in your bag?
Jamie says, get your own bag. I said, what am I going to get, a man bag? I can't walk around with that.
You could rock a man bag.
I could not rock a man bag.
Yeah, you and a Thatchel would go
nice, wouldn't it? It'd be so nice.
So turns out 34.5% of women spend a whopping, if they add up the time over the average, on average per day, 81 days in their lifetime searching through their handbag for stuff.
What a waste.
What a waste.
Sounds about right.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Imagine how many days you'd waste though if you didn't have the handbag and you were constantly looking for stuff that would be in the handbag. Mm-hmm.
And having to go back to get something.
Needed a drill today.
I wanted to do a little bit of a social experiment this morning. I want all of us ladies this morning here in the studio to go through your handbag and pull out the weirdest thing that you've got in your handbag right now.
Okay.
Right? So start
just one. Just one thing.
What have you got in there,
Em? I'm interested to find this out. Weirdest thing in
the
handbag.
I'd like girls to call through right now on 13, 12, 16. The weirdest thing you've got in your handbag will award you with something.
Rach did say she was happy it wasn't a couple of days ago.
What is this? It says, what did you have in your bag a couple of days ago,
nothing.
Rach. Nothing. Em's got some weird stuff. Fab iron.
My iron.
Gentle
tablets.
On the stomach. Easy to absorb. That's from producer Rach.
So that's the weirdest thing for Rach, is it? The iron tablets?
No, she's got some other weird stuff. I've got some Rescue Remedy and asthma puffer as well, and a random shark necklace.
Give us a look, Rach. Okay, so random shark necklace coming out of Rach's handbag.
What have you got,
Em? Toddler taming book from, what is that?
Some light reading. What is that in your right hand, Em?
This has a story behind it. So in my right hand, I've got a piece of underwear.
Looks like they're ripped.
No, they're not ripped. They're just skimpy.
Very dark.
Don't get embarrassed on us. What is it?
Okay, so
everyone's got those underwear.
It's a new G-string, which many women have in their
bag.
In their underwear drawer, yep. one night I was going out and I had to I was wearing a tight dress, so I had this new G string on, but it was cutting into my hips, and I got to a friend's place and I said, look, this looks even worse than
you got a free fly.
Yeah. So no. So I asked her if she had any more appropriate underwear. So I did the swapsy, and now this new G string's been in my bag.
So that's
for
not
about
even yours, that's your friend's.
3 weeks.
No, that's this hers. Is mine.
Okay,
that's the
it.
One she took off.
That's
right.
The one I took off.
Oh right, I get you. Okay.
Okay.
And it's lived there ever since.
I think you win this morning. Yeah. All I've got is porridge.
Yours is very empty, Brett.
Mine's very empty.
Yours is extremely empty.
It's my laptop, and that's about it.
All right, calls are coming through right now. 13, 12, 16, the
ladies. Weirdest thing you've got in your handbag. I'd love to hear it this morning.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM. A study's been done about women in Australia and how long they spend rummaging through their handbags, and apparently, on average, 81 days in a lifetime. Because there's so much stuff in there.
Yep.
You need it.
It's a bottomless pit.
Just in case. I don't know. I've got everything.
No, you don't. You had porridge in your laptop.
That's my work handbag.
Oh, okay.
You don't want to see my everyday
handbag.
What
would be the weirdest thing in your other handbag?
Oh, pair of thongs, maybe?
You can get weirder than that. Come on.
There's stuff that I can't mention on the radio, okay?
Yeah, it's fine. Go on.
No, I really can't.
Let's go to Kiana and Budgie Boy. Morning, Kiana.
Morning.
Morning, guys.
What's the weirdest thing in your handbag this morning?
I've just got one sock. Like, not the other sock, just one.
Well, we both know, and we've talked about it on this show before, no socks are ever together, so.
No.
Why is there a sock?
I'm just trying to find the other one.
It's in the dryer. I'll give you the tip. It's in the dryer, no doubt.
Yeah. Or it's at that guy's house you were at the other night.
Interesting to go home with one sock.
Well, you know, when you're getting
carry
out
your
there
shoes.
Quick,
yeah,
you're trying
right,
to get out.
Get
you don't want to spend too much time in there.
Carry your shoes out of there. Rochelle's in Wyoming. Morning, Rochelle.
Morning.
Morning.
Weirdest thing in your handbag this morning, Rochelle?
I have like a mini, I guess you could call it like a mini toolbox. It's a toolkit and it's got like everything in it.
Ever used it?
No.
Do you ever pull it out in front of guys just to impress them?
No.
And do you feel some sort of weird connection to it? Like, could you take it out of your bag now and leave it? Or do you have some sort of weird handbag connection to it?
No, it has to stay there.
It has to stay there.
Just in case, Gordy.
Never been used. Has to stay there.
You never know when you might need that mini toolkit. You might change a tyre with the mini toolkit.
Well, you never know.
You never know.
At least it's there. Nicole's in Woi Woi. Morning, Nicole.
Morning.
Good morning.
Weirdest thing in your handbag?
A kilo lolly bag of sherbet.
I get it.
Oh, well, that's fair
That's
enough.
Understandable. I mean,
thought you were going to say a kilo bag or something. Oh. It was going to be like a kilo of meat or something. I'd be like, probably not best place for it.
Do you just love yourself some sherbet? Is that what it is?
I'm 36 weeks pregnant with a
Got the craving.
She's craving it.
Ah, I see.
That's fair enough.
Okay. Let's go to Kiri.
A kilo? That's a lot, though. Well,
you need what you need, Brett. Kiri's in Gorick. Yeah. Morning, Kiri.
Morning, Kiri.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
What's in your hair bag this morning?
A drying bag.
What do you mean by that?
What's that?
I had a implant replaced the other week, and I had to have a drying put in, and it used to hang down, so I made myself a bag with a rope and put the drain in so it wouldn't sort of hang down in my leg to hold it up a bit and also my shirt to cover it. So I had the drain out yesterday and the bag's still in my bag.
Oh, Kiri.
Can you chuck it out of your bag?
What do you attach?
Do you need it?
I don't need it, but I just had to take it out.
Okay.
Yeah, if someone goes, oh, Kiri, I'm just going to grab a fiver out of your bag, and they come across that, probably not the best.
No, it's all right. It's only just a bit of material with a rope. It's nothing gross about it, but right. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're the winner this morning,
I think
Kiri.
You take it out this morning, it celebrates it. Woohoo!
Yeah!
I did it!
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
How's the news coming out of Bali? It's a modern-day Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, the guy that escaped prison. He's
so
from Perth, right?
Four inmates who staged a daring escape from Bali's Kerobokan prison.
Kerobokan. Sorry, I didn't mean to correct your thing.
Via an underground tunnel yesterday morning.
I got it wrong too, did I? Kerobokan. What is it?
Kerobokan.
It's where Chappelle Corby was, right?
Yeah, same prison.
Yeah, same prison, yeah.
Well,
the men's version.
The men's version. Yeah, okay. Yeah, she wasn't in the men's version. But yeah, apparently they escaped through a 40-centimetre in diameter tunnel.
Have you seen the hole?
I've seen the hole. It's tiny. There's water in the hole. I don't know how these guys got out of it. It was yesterday morning, so they escaped during daylight at like 6 in the morning, 6:30 in the morning.
Well, the other weird thing is that the Aussie guy that's involved, he only had 15 days left of his sentence.
No, he had 2 months and 15 days. So he was serving a year sentence.
2 months and 15 days.
Well, and he had 2 months and 15 days of a sentence. What an idiot.
It's nothing. Just stick it out. Because, I mean, when they catch him again now, he'll be going back for a real long time.
So he was a Perth guy. His name was Sean Edward Davidson, and he was serving a sentence because he used fraudulent travel documents. Apparently he was using some other guy's passport trying to get into Bali, and they had him on a drug charge back in WA. He was fined 10 grand and, 12-month sentence. But the other guys that he escaped with, all the other inmates, the three other dudes, were all in on big sentences, so I get it.
Do you reckon he got roped in last minute? You know, you're standing there and the three guys have dug this hole and he's just there and he goes, oh, I'm coming.
I wouldn't care. I'd be like, I've got 2.5 months, guys, and then I'm out.
Yeah.
Why would you do it?
I wonder where they go. I had a combo with my fiancée Jamie last night and I thought, if you were to escape from prison, in this day and age with all the technology and the phones and everything that can track you, it would be next to impossible these days for these guys to, like, do you think these guys could potentially be forever on the run?
Some people have done it.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
how long ago, though?
Not forever, but for a number of years.
Really?
Yeah, they were out on the run. Oh, recently.
Recent.
But that wasn't in Bali. That was overseas somewhere else. It was that guy, and he was living in, I can't even remember where it was, but he was like out in public for like 10 years, and then they found him and they put him back in jail.
For a much longer sentence? Yeah. They wouldn't take it lightly, would they?
No.
So do you reckon, I mean, what's the dream? Is he going to be living it up Andy Dufresne style, just, you know, sitting on some tropical beach in Bali somewhere?
Andy Dufresne was a very smart man, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I don't think this guy has plotted for years to escape. I think it was just like a last minute thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's pretty impressive, though. I didn't, like, when you think about prisons, like, I never think that it's actually doable for people to escape.
No. I mean, from what I've seen about this prison in Bali, though, it's put together pretty rough. You know, if you're going to get out of any prison in the world,
that
maybe it's that.
One?
Yeah, I think that one's the one.
Do you think Chappelle ever thought about it?
Oh, you'd have to, wouldn't you?
Like, her sentence, I understand, because, like, it was a long, long time.
Yeah.
I wonder if she ever thought, I could escape here.
Surely. I mean, I'd be plotting it every single day that I was in there.
Her face was so recognisable, though. It'd be very hard for her to stay incognito, wouldn't it?
She gets out. Are you Chappelle Corby?
Nope. Nah.
Definitely not me.
Yes, you are.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Something's gone down at the station, Bree.
It was on Saturday, actually.
Yeah, and we have to give a pre-warning here. We don't normally cover this sort of stuff, but this is something that's gone down in a communal toilet here at work, and we need to take a stand. For anyone that works in an office or on a work site and shares it with someone else who doesn't have the decency to clean up after themselves.
It's disrespect. No, I'm being fully serious. We're being fully serious here. We want to get to the bottom of it.
It is full disrespect.
It really is, and we need to put a stop to it.
Community service announcement. If you use a communal toilet, just clean up. That's it.
Community service announcement. If you use a toilet, clean up anyway, wherever it is.
Community service announcement, guys. Just one up. All right.
Just don't use the toilet.
Here's the thing. At work, there's a girl's toilet next to the guy's toilet. It's a singular girl's toilet. Guys don't use it around here.
Because the girl's toilet is actually ways away.
It's far away. What did you discover? Like, I don't go in there, so I don't know, but I've copped the brunt of your, you know, how furious you've been.
I was furious.
Yes.
I discovered someone had left a present in the toilet. Mm-hmm. Included skid marks.
Yeah.
Hadn't cleaned up at all.
At all.
Just left it for the next person to walk in there. That's disrespect. Why are you using it and not cleaning up after yourself? That's leaving evidence everywhere.
So we thought, we're not letting this thing fly. We're going to interrogate people that work here at the radio station. And our first...
Because it's actually a problem amongst the station. People are talking about it. People want to know who it is.
Our first number one suspect, we think, all right, what guys are using that girl's toilet? Then we found out Justin, who puts all the sounds together in production, he's using it.
A little bit sexist, but...
Oh, because we're excluding all girls. Would a girl do that?
But it just doesn't happen. It never happens.
Right, okay.
So this is unusual.
All right,
and we got wind that Justin in production has used the bathroom.
So we sat down one-on-one and we interrogated Justin about his behaviour.
The lights have been lowered.
Where do we start with this?
And there's a reason for that.
Justin, who works here in production, we've had him on our show before, is in the studio with us. The lights are down. You have no idea why you're here, do you?
Absolutely.
We're about to interrogate you. Are you a good cop or am I a good cop?
I feel like I'd be a good cop, you're a bad cop.
Okay.
Good. Okay, yeah.
We're working it out in front of the suspect.
This affects you more than it affects me.
That's
but
true.
I would like to get to the bottom of it.
I'm outraged.
No pun intended. Justin.
Yes.
We do have to ask you a question.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a toilet here at the office.
Yep.
There's the boys' toilets, mm-hmm. and right next to it is a single toilet,
mm-hmm.
which is known as the girls' other toilet.
Are you aware of this?
No, not really.
Okay, so you're not aware.
I do know that it is used by
So you've
females.
Seen the toilet?
I've seen the toilet, yeah.
Okay
it's right next to the guy's toilet.
Yeah.
And the guy's toilet is a very obvious guy's toilet. There's a picture of a guy on there.
Yep.
So the toilet
That's how
next
you know.
To it, exactly. The girl's toilet is further away. It's up near the kitchen.
Right.
Long way away.
There's also a single guy's toilet up there in the boardroom. Are you aware of that?
Oh, no.
Okay, well, there you go.
It's the Chamber of Secrets.
So we've
a lot of secrets are kept in that toilet.
Some never to be revealed.
Ever.
Especially from Patty from Tucci.
Yeah.
Here's the
and
thing.
Paul Wrigley.
Yeah. Peggy from South. And me on occasion.
Let's get to the point.
Let's get back to what we're doing. Good job, bad cop. I like it. So, you're aware of the singular toilet next to the male toilet?
Yes.
The question we have to ask, have you ever used this toilet?
Oh, most definitely.
Most definitely.
Yeah. So that's confirming.
Maybe once a day. Once. If I go to the loo. If I go to the loo, maybe once a day.
Once a day. Now this is. I'm only asking this question because it's needed for the case. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I would never normally go there.
Mm-hmm.
Ones or twos. Be honest.
Are you dropping bombs in the girls' toilet?
Here and there.
You bastard!
Oh, mate, this is not on.
I don't think you realise once ladies from this office hear this, how much of an outrage there's going
to
be.
The problem we have here, Justin, I'm just going to get straight to it here, is that someone has done a number two, left it in the ladies' toilet.
Yeah, that's not...
That's not you?
That's not cool. No, that's definitely
that's
not
100...
Me.
Okay, that's not
they've
you.
They've left the crime.
I can't leave floaties.
They've
can't
left
leave a
the crime.
You sure you didn't flush and then it just sort of stayed?
Absolutely. I check. There's absolutely
you
not.
Check.
I do a second look.
What about skids?
Skids, no.
Because that's been left as well.
Do you pick up the brush and clean up after yourself?
Ever.
Be honest. He's thinking about it,
ever.
He doesn't.
Ever at home, yeah.
Oh, at home. It's all right at home.
The evidence is starting to stack against you.
Mate.
I will say this.
Yep.
We know it's you. We know it was you.
How do you plead? Innocent or guilty?
Well, I don't know. I don't think it's me. It could be me. It could be. It could
I've
be.
Got you
could
on
be.
Could
be.
Camera.
I'm not going to not. It could be. It could be.
Listen
me.
To me.
Could be me.
From all the ladies here at CFM. Mm-hmm. Use that toilet again, and you won't be able to go to the toilet anymore.
Okay.
I break sphincters.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so nothing like a good old interrogation at work. Poor guy just came to do his job and we roped him in there.
I don't think it was him.
Oh, okay. Oh.
From that interrogation.
Okay. The case is still wide open then.
There's a few other suspects, which you mentioned one name in particular.
I won't name it on air because we
Not
need
yet.
To do another interrogation.
There will be more.
The case is unsolved at this stage, but, you know, whoever it is, we're coming for you. We're like Liam Neeson.
Be afraid.
Be afraid.
Get up with Brian Gaunsey.
CFM.